Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness produced by WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. You don't feel well, and you're shopping in the drug aisle for relief from your symptoms. Even a well person would get dizzy from the number of choices available. Powdered packets, syrups, capsules, tablets, gel tabs, coated pills. There are endless ways for you to take your medicine. Are there significant differences in how they work? Or is this a marketing ploy to entice the consumer?
Dr. Lindsay McNair has more than 15 years' experience in pharmaceutical drug development, designing and conducting clinical studies to test new medications. She has a master's from the Boston University School of Public Health, where she is also an adjunct assistant professor. Welcome to Take Care, Dr. McNair.
Thank you.
We're so happy you could join us. I think many of us have had the experience of going to just pick up medicine, over-the-counter medicine at the pharmacy. We go to grab it, and as we're looking at the shelf, we suddenly see like four other packages that have the same name, and we get momentarily confused which one is best. There are so many forms that these over-the-counter medications come in. What was behind their development?
Well, that's a good question, and there are certainly a lot of options. The different forms of medications really evolved to meet different needs that people had. For example, there are a lot of people who have trouble swallowing large, hard pills. So coated pills were developed, which have a coating on the outside that gets slippery when it's mixed with water and makes it easier to swallow. Some formulations don't have pills to swallow at all, like chewable pills or those tablets that you dissolve into water or juice and then drink. Gel capsules usually describes capsules that are made of a soft gelatin, and they have the medication inside them in a liquid form. And then when you swallow the soft capsule, the gelatin dissolves in your stomach and the liquid medication can be absorbed by your body quickly. So the medication can actually start to act faster. Extended release pills, which are sometimes called sustained release pills or time release formulations, were designed to release the drug into your body more slowly, so that they work for a longer period of time without having to take additional pills.
Well, let me ask you, and you just went over this, but if swallowing a pill wasn't a problem for you, which is the one that would just be the quickest acting, if that's one of the choices?
Well, that depends a little bit on the medication itself and how it's formulated even within the pill. But sometimes it would be the gel capsules, which have the liquid inside them, that would start to act most quickly.
That's good to know, because I've noticed, and I'm trying to stay away from brand names right now, but I have noticed that is a choice. And I actually don't have that much experience with it. But if you have a terrible splitting headache and you're looking for quick action, I think I might. That's a good consideration.
I always find that, let's say you take a coated tablet, and when you described the large pills, I thought, Dr. McNair is thinking about me, because I will sit there and I toss my head like a horse about to run a race. I find it difficult to get pills down. So I often think, okay, a coated tablet will help, but then the coating wears off and then you get that taste. Now, there's no problem with something dissolving in my mouth other than a bad taste, right?
No, there's no problem with it. It's not dangerous for you. But as you said, the coating is partially designed to mask the taste of the medicine, too, so that it's out of your mouth by the time the medicine starts to be uncovered underneath the coating.
Okay.
But it won't be dangerous to you if it starts to do that while you're still trying to swallow it.
Okay, not dangerous exactly, but sometimes I think about, am I reducing the efficacy if it's designed to dissolve in my stomach and it starts to dissolve in my mouth? No, not really.
Not really if it just starts to dissolve in your mouth, but what you should do is try to take the different formulations as they're designed to be taken. So if the pill is designed to be swallowed, then you don't want to, for example, crush it and mix it into applesauce and chew it. You want it to get it to the place where it's supposed to be dissolving, which is inside your stomach. But dissolving a little bit in your mouth isn't a problem.
Okay, so that makes sense. So there are specific formulations intended to react with a different portion of the body. Like I am a regular consumer of gummy vitamins just because, as I mentioned before, I didn't like the gigantic multivitamin. And I find, because I eat very little sugar in my daily diet, I look forward to those gummies. I eat them. I remember to take them. But that, again, because it's chewable, part of the process is going to begin when I chew and swallow.
Well, and yes, and the chewing itself actually is breaking up the medication into smaller pieces so that your stomach can dissolve it more easily. So you're actually helping to get the medication into your body with the chewing.
Years ago, when dinosaurs roamed the earth and aspirin only came in one form, my parents crushed it in jelly. And that, do you remember that when you're younger? I mean, they didn't have all these fun, colorful, made-for-children.
Mary Poppins did a song about that. A spoonful of sugar helps the medicine.
Exactly. Well, needless to say, jelly is not on the top of my list. Oh, what a horrible combination. But luckily, we don't have to do things like that anymore.
Now, one quick question, Dr. McNair. In terms of pill splitting, that happens quite a bit. I mean, sometimes you're actually given a prescription drug and suggested if you'd like to wean off, you would take half a pill. In terms of pill splitting, what would then be the best choice for the consumer?
Well, I think pill splitting is a little bit different. There are some pills that are scored. They actually have kind of a groove in them so that you can break them apart more easily, but you would still swallow each part of the pill as opposed to chewing the part of the pill if it's meant to be swallowed. So capsules that have the little beads in them are not meant to be pulled apart and have those beads swallowed individually. They're meant to be swallowed as a whole, and then the outer shell will dissolve.
You know, that's interesting because there's a medication that I take that I think is too potent. I don't need the amount of medicine. I would take maybe 1.5. The pill is not scored. It's called a caplet. And is there any problem with me just taking my hands or using a pill cutter and just having it? Is there any problem when you break it with your hands and it's not scored?
There probably isn't, but for the specific medication, you could always check with your pharmacist or your healthcare provider to make sure for that specific medicine. But it's probably fine as long as you're still taking it in the way that it's meant to be taken in terms of swallowing it.
So in terms of something like a time-release capsule, we would, as consumers, want to know that. In other words, we should really note the labels and take as advised.
Yes, I would definitely do that. I think one of the most important things to do as a consumer is to look at the package for the medication and really look at what the active ingredients are, because there are so many different combinations. And some of these medicines have things that treat symptoms that you may not need treated. You may not have a fever and may not need the acetaminophen that's in the pill. So I think reading the package and taking it as prescribed is really the best advice.
Thank you so much. It's very interesting, and I think we're all consumers of pharmaceuticals at one point or another in our lives, and I think this really helps us understand what the big differences are.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Dr. Lindsay McNair is an expert in pharmaceutical drug development and an adjunct professor at the Boston University School of Public Health.
Next week on Take Care, we discuss prostate cancer, the most common cancer for men in the United States, including who's at highest risk. And we'll learn why scientists regard berries as a superfruit and which ones you should pick.
Thanks for joining us this week. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.